This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm Jeremy Hobson. Well, here in this country, earnings season continues today with reports from ExxonMobil, Amazon, and Coca-Cola. So far, the companies we've heard from have been telling us mostly good things, but Alan Sloan is not buying it. He's senior editor-at-large at Fortune Magazine, and he's with us now. Good morning.
Good morning, Jeremy.
So you're a little skeptical when you see earnings reports.
Well, sure, because one of the things I look at or try to figure out is how many tax games the companies, especially the U.S. multinational companies, are playing.
What do you mean, tax games?
Well, let's see. What you do is you set up some subsidiary overseas that owns the rights to the products you sell in the United States. You make very large tax-deductible payments to this thing, which is in some tax haven. You do this, you do that. You tell the shareholders you're making a ton of money in this country or that country. And you tell the taxing authorities you're either barely breaking even or losing your behind.
So if you're operating in a number of countries, you can selectively say where you're making and losing money so that you pay the least taxes.
Well, to a point. Hmm. You know, there are limits, though. I don't know what they are. But if you look at what's going on, you see these games get played all the time, both for earnings purposes and for tax purposes.
And you point to Apple as an example of taking that even further.
Right. Their announcement the other day that we're putting our cash to work and we're going to raise our dividend and buy back all of the stock. People are saying, gee, they're putting their money to work. Well, actually, they really aren't, because most of their cash, more than two-thirds of it, is overseas, and if they bring it back, they have to pay a tax. Hmm. So what they're doing is borrowing in the United States, where the interest is tax-deductible to them, and using the borrowed money to buy back stock and to increase the dividend. So they're not really bringing back the cash. They're just indirectly borrowing against it at the expense of American taxpayers.
And all this sounds kind of sneaky and clever, but really there's not necessarily anything wrong with it.
Well, there's nothing illegal about it.
Right.
I think there's something wrong with it, but that's a whole morality thing, and this isn't a morals show. I don't have to like it. You don't have to like it, but that's how it is.
Alan Sloan, senior editor-at-large at Fortune Magazine, thanks as always.
My pleasure, Jeremy.